Good evening, everyone. You're listening to the Masterpiece Life Conference Call Network, and my name is Antonia Huggins, and I am your host. And tonight we have Bill Wallace, who is a Body Talk practitioner, who I have invited to join us tonight. And just a little bit of a brief introduction to Bill. I connected with Bill actually through another dear friend of mine who many of you know, which is Franco Di Nicola. I know that Franco and Bill go back a long ways. And Bill has explored the system of healing, a full body healing called Body Talk. And I have had the pleasure and the privilege of having sessions myself personally. I've also had my children go see Bill for issues that I wanted to help my children through. And I must say that I am very much enjoy Bill's professional demeanor, his warmth and his insight, and also we'll talk later about the results that I have seen in my children's lives, and for that I welcome Bill tonight's program. So Bill, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Antonia. It's a pleasure to be with you all tonight. Maybe I can start just by giving you a little bit of background on myself. My name is Bill Wallace, and I'm a certified Body Talk practitioner. I belong to the International Body Talk Association, which is a prerequisite of being a practicing member of this association. I do have a clinic in Woodbridge, Ontario, which is a little town just north of Toronto, and it's kind of a suburb, and I work at a chiropractic clinic. And I have quite a large clientele right now, and things are very busy. Now, I believe Antonia has actually listed my email, Von Body Talk. So if there's any questions that we may not cover this evening, I'd be pleased to send you a personal email to answer any questions or concerns that you may have, and answer any questions regarding your personal health or whatever. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just
let everybody know that although you are located here in Woodbridge, you do distant remote sessions. So
yep.
Somebody, we talked, we'll get more into Body Talk, but we talked about that on the Body Talk site, which is showing on the interface.
Yep.
You can find a local practitioner in the Body Talk system.
That's correct. They're all listed right
exactly.
Across the world, basically. Yeah. So all you have to do is just pull it down and type in the city you are, country, province, state, and you'll find a practitioner near you.
Yeah. And if anybody tonight resonates in working with Bill, then you can definitely give him a call or send him an email and connect with him that way. But, we'll talk a bit about Body Talk, but maybe I can just introduce it in the sense that when I found out about Body Talk, I think a bit over 10 years ago, and I, being a nutritionist and being in the healing field for a long, long time, I've always been led to ask why and to always search out programs and courses and things to learn to help with healing. And in the beginning, it was very personal for me. And then later on, as I had a family, it was things that would help heal and keep my family healthy. And that has always been, a big part of what drives me to ask why and to, go further and look for the best in everything I can. So I found out about Body Talk about 10 years ago, and I loved the concept because in Body Talk, as Bill will talk to you about more, it's described as an advanced yoga. There's insights from modern physics, mathematics, energy dynamics, acupuncture, kinesiology, all of it. And when I had looked at the complete system, I thought, this is it. This is kind of like bringing in all the wisdom of all these different systems of healing that have been so separate in the past. And with Body Talk, to me, they were woven into one, like this beautiful quilt of healing. And it made absolutely perfect sense to me. But, of course, at the time, I was pregnant, and Bill, now you know Sophie. And after having kids, traveling the world and training with the best is just not not what it's like before you have children. So I'm so happy that you have taken on this passion for Body Talk, and you've been, traveling the world and always training and updating and learning from the best.
That's great.
I know that both Franco and I speak very highly of you, and we do that because we've seen the results of your work. So why don't we start back, Bill, with, what is your story? How did you discover Body Talk? How did you come in contact with it?
Okay. Well, I think I'm not much different than everyone who's on the phone tonight in that usually you're drawn to things that will help you from a health perspective. And I had a very, very extensive career in sales and marketing prior to me becoming a body talk practitioner. And of course, that type of lifestyle takes a very heavy toll on your health and mental, physical, and spiritual. And I was able to actually find some extremely very powerful help through the body talk system, and powerful enough that it made me realize that, you know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I made a decision very quickly after three or four sessions that this is what I think I will be doing for the remainder of my life. And so I took all the courses, studied very diligently, and I am now doing what I am supposed to be doing with most of my life, which is doing body talk practitioner for people across Canada. Now, now that I've said that, I guess it would be really interesting, I think, to give you the background of what body talk is, because I'm sure some of you have heard of it, most probably have not. And body talk was actually developed back in the early 1990s by a doctor of Chinese medicine called Dr. John Beltheim. And John was a resident of Australia, and he was not only a Chinese medicine doctor, he was a chiropractor, he was an acupuncturist, a naturopath. John had a distinguished career in many universities in Australia where he taught and was one of the head teachers and this type of thing. So he had a lot of interesting background. He also made himself quite ill, which is how body talk actually came about. And John contracted a very serious case of Epstein-Barr virus, which is a pretty nasty little virus that attacks the liver. And it did affect his liver very, very seriously, and to a point where the Western doctors thought he probably wouldn't live. And so John went about his search to find a solution to this type of situation, to heal himself, basically. And he did this over in body. And if you don't know this type of a virus, it sends your body temperature well up over 100 degrees, and it's constant pain, cramping, and it's just a totally debilitating type of lifestyle. Through some very, very serious searching, John came upon a technique that we now call body chemistry. And the way it worked was that, and this is kind of an ancient remedy, and what he did was he actually took a sample of his own blood, and we now use saliva for this test, it's a DNA basically, and he had it put into his navel. And they did the tapping on his head, which wakes the brain up, and it actually sent and when you wake the brain up, it sees this particular sample in the navel, which is, as I said, is a very high energy center in your body, and it sent the immune system out, and it actually, within 3 or 4 days, it actually killed the entire Epstein-Barr virus, which is pretty incredible when you think about that. So
wow.
This led him on, with his background in applied kinesiology, you know, bioenergy, psychology, and therapy, sports medicine, osteopathy, and all these sorts of things, John started to explore in different ways. And so by the time 1995 rolled around, John had actually built this body talk system, the fundamentals of the body talk system, which were a bunch of procedures that he had learned, some futuristic, some ancient, that actually worked with this type of process of tapping on the head and tapping on the heart. Now, I'll just explain what happened then. And then at that point in time, he moved to Sarasota, Florida, and set up the International Body Talk Association. And from that point in time, this system has evolved like most medical systems have, and it keeps evolving to this day, as a matter of fact. It is based on the fact that our body, intrinsic fact, that our body, our innate wisdom, knows how to heal us, providing all the systems, all the parts, all the resources are connected and communicating properly. The reason we get illness and disease and dis-ease and pain in our body is basically due to about four or five things, and those are elements of stress, emotional upsets, our belief systems, which include our thoughts, our biases, that type of thing, things that we've learned over the course of our life from our family, from society, from culture, whatever. And these can be sometimes good and sometimes detrimental. So belief systems are huge. And there's another little thing called active memories. And these are situations, events that have happened in our life that hold an emotional charge and are buried very deeply in the subconscious of our mind. So these can actually work with the emotional part to actually make us very ill. And the other thing is our environment, basically. And a lot of times our environment can make us ill. And I think we all have experienced that from one time or other. So those are the things that make us ill. So when we talk about body talk, we talk about body talk being a consciousness-based healthcare system. And that's really what it truly is. Because nothing exists unless there's a consciousness to it, okay? And this is more to do with the quantum physics part of this whole system. Because body talk is made up of four or five different systems. One of them is Western medicine. We need to understand how the body works, how the various parts interact with each other, how the organs and endocrines interrelate, how the chemicals flow and this sort of thing. It also has a huge underlying portion of Chinese medicine, basic Chinese medicine, which is the elemental Chinese medicine, meridian flow, this sort of thing. There's a great deal of osteopathic elements of chiropractic, acupuncture, a lot of mathematics, advanced math, and a lot of advanced physics. So that's the kind of combination of what body talk is and how it actually works. So when we look at consciousness, and consciousness is a state, basically, that is has a lot to do with quantum physics. And this is basically, it started off as a dynamic systems model where we knew that all the various parts and systems of the body had to work together. And if they weren't working together, then we could do things to actually try to make them work together. And that was called a dynamic systems model. And it since has kind of spiraled and advanced into what we call now is the holographic model. And I'm sure a lot of you have heard of this model as well. That a hologram is basically every part of a hologram, every little piece of it represents the entire whole. So the piece of the hologram is the whole of it. So we know that every cell in the body has the same DNA. And that DNA is the same for every cell in that cell, but in the body. Now, every cell has a little bit different function, so the cell works a little differently in every part of the body. So the heart cell will work a little differently than the liver cell, than a brain cell. However, they're all exactly the same. They just have little enzymes that are turned on and off to make them work properly in that particular part of the body. So if we look at that cell, every one of those cells is connected to every other cell. So when we have a problem with one part of our body, the rest of the body will reflect that in our thinking, in the way we respond to pain, the way we everything else. So, a pain in the knee is not a pain in the knee; it'll give you a pain in the head, basically, and you'll respond to that because all those cells are totally in tune with what is going on with the body mind. So, in body talk, what we look at is we do not treat symptoms as such because symptoms are really just that; they're a message from the body saying, "Hey, you've got a problem, Bill." There's something wrong here, and maybe we should look at the whole body and find out what's going on. So with the body talk session, and I think we're probably at a point, Antonia, that I can talk about what actually happens with a body talk session, probably.
Absolutely. Presume.
Yeah. In a body talk session, practitioners are trained, and they go through some very rigorous training, actually, and study, and they have to pass exams to be able to be certified as a body talk practitioner. We don't take this very lightly. We take this very seriously, this whole industry. When a body talk practitioner that does a session on a person, he takes a full intake form on their current state of health, what's been happening in their life and this sort of thing. And at that point in time, we set up an intuitive process with the innate wisdom of your body, if you will. And that innate wisdom will kind of lead us to what needs to be adjusted. And it looks as though we're sort of fixing the physical parts of the body when, in fact, we're not. What we're really doing is we're using the quantum physics method, which says that nothing exists until it's been observed. So what we're doing is we will link up. There'll be links using a form of kinesiology and say, link the neocortex of the brain to the stomach, okay? And then when you do that, link it to somewhere else and do all these things. And then they'll say, okay, just now we can implement this, tap it out. So after we've linked all these things, we tap out on your head, which sends a standing wave, which is a wave of frequency through your body, and this connects everything that needs to be connected in your body to match this formula which we've built. And at that point, then we will tap on your heart complex and your sternum, And what that does, it actually stores what we have just done so it doesn't break again. Okay, and that's the difference between us and other modalities, is that this actually stores. Once you fix it, once it's fixed. Now, it also changes the encoding of your blood, because our blood is encoded with our current state of health as it is right now in this moment. So when we do this little package and we tap it out, we tap in the heart, the blood goes out to the rest of the body. Every cell and says, hey, everybody, Bill just changed. Everybody okay with that? And our health changes immediately. So really what it is, we've observed this happening, and you're actually healing yourself. And that's what Body Talk is really all about. We are just there to sort of, as I'd say, drive the bus. Okay, we pick up the links, find the links, tap it out, and that is it. It's sometimes very complicated, sometimes very simple. But it works on most conditions within the body, mind, and spirit. Because we treat you as a whole, holistic being, rather than the sum of the parts, which is a Cartesian model that we don't really prescribe to, because it doesn't work that well. Okay?
That's the short version explanation of Body Talk.
Yes, it is, basically.
So, you know, and a simple session, you know, as Bill says, typically is, you know, filling out a form where you're being asked, what is the current state of your health? What is the current state of your mental state? What is the current state of your emotional state? But even then, Bill, I mean, I must say, even though I know we fill that out, I didn't ever see you look it over. I just saw you just go right into the session and start checking
yep.
the body.
Well, what happens during a session is that When you make an appointment for a Body Talk session, the session sort of starts right then when you make the appointment. And when you get to the point of laying down and starting the session, your body already has an agenda as to what it needs to have happening that day. It's not the Body Talk practitioner's agenda; it's actually your agenda. Okay, so there'll be very specific things that it'll want to resolve first, and it'll be a kind of a hierarchy, okay, and a priority sequence. You may come in and say, you know what, my stomach has been so bad. I have ulcers and all this sort of thing. But what might come up initially will be something totally different. It might be an active memory from the time you were 4 years old about falling out of a tree or something that may have created an imbalance and a fear that may be resting in your stomach and creating the problem in your stomach. So if we balance that active memory or this other emotional thing or fear-related issue, it may actually have an effect on that whole digestive system as such.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the thing works. And then we just carry on from there, but we eventually will get to the parts the reason you came in is not really that. That's just a symptom of what the real problem is. So we get to the causative effects of what your complaint is, and that's what Body Talk is. It's the causative factors that really are the important things, because usually when you have sore knees, it's not usually your knees that are sore. It's usually something to do with fear, because in Chinese medicine, the knees report to the kidneys in the hierarchy. And the natural emotion of the kidneys and the whole urinary system is fear. So if you are fearful in life about something, you will definitely get sore knees, all right? And that's just the way it works.
Yeah.
Or sore ankles, either one or the other. And that's the Chinese medicine part of it, but it's usually 100% correct. But the Body Talk session will take us to those specific areas and say, okay, we need to balance this with the digestive system, with the urinary system, because there's some elements of fear that are actually affecting the digestive system. So we need to balance that, first of all, before we can talk about the knees. And the knees may come up as, you know, let's just get the circulation running, get the nerve, blood, and lymph circulation working within the legs, and that'll fix the knees, now that we fixed the real causative effect. So that's sort of how it's a simple system, but very powerful.
It is, and I'll just and it's not just for, you know, for physical. So I mean, I'll use an example from, you know, from my life, which
yep.
when I was actually introduced to Bill, it was pretty much for my daughter Sophie, who has had the constant cavities, doesn't matter what you do. You know, and I'm a nutritionist, and we all eat really well, and we do everything, you know, in the best level. But her teeth, and I've been through so many series and so many people to help to figure out why this child keeps having cavities. Now, I know that's my journey, you know, and that being part of my journey, it also helps me just always keep seeking and searching and looking out and, you know, and moving forward. so, you know, Frank had mentioned, you know, why don't you go see Bill? So we did. And, you know, I think we booked a session, and I think, you know, Sophie just came in, lay down on the massage table, and you explained a little bit to her. You know, she's a 10-year-old, so you explained it to, you know, to a 10-year-old understanding of what you were going to be doing with her. And you quickly started the procedure of you know, looking through and asking questions and tapping down. And what the conclusion that you found at the time from her session was that something happened during the last trimester of pregnancy, in which the neocortex did not line up well enough with the brain. Therefore, her body was not assimilating nutrients efficiently.
The way it should have been. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. So even though she could be eating the best of foods,
but it wasn't being used properly.
It wasn't being used properly. So her teeth were being very weak, and you know, they were just. Her teeth are very soft, so it's really easy for her to get cavities and get marks on her teeth. And, you know, this is a child that, you know, will sit down and eat a bowl of tomatoes as a snack. And, you know, we go through, she pretty much is on a raw vegetable and a fruit diet, you know, by her own choice. I mean, if you look at her diet, it is the healthiest of anyone I've ever known. And yet she was constantly plagued. So, you know, we've had, I think when we did it, we had one session, and then you checked with Body Talk when to come back next. So we had one session after that, which became mostly, not about the body, but mostly about emotions.
Yes.
It was looking at fears. It was looking at, there was some guilt issues already in a 10-year-old. You know, there was some confidence issues. And we worked through that. And I must say, so actually, Bill, I haven't told you this one yet. And one of the things that was a concern for Sophie, because I always ask my children, what is it that you want to work on? So Sophie talked about how, you know, she sometimes gets this scattered, frozen look, and it typically happens a lot around tests or when she has to perform something.
Sure. Yeah.
And she would just literally freeze.
Yep.
And, you know, and I'm a big believer in rescue and boxar remedies, and I'd always give her some rescue remedy before, and definitely it would help. It would definitely subside the anxiety, but she would freeze. And I think we had been in to see you the day, just happened that it was a day prior to she had a big test the next day.
Oh, yeah.
We went in to see you. You had worked on this mental freezing that, according to your testing, was that, you know, the neural synapses were not communicating between right, left, prefrontal, and limbic brain.
Right.
So she would get the messages, but it would just kind of be scattered.
Yep.
And then she would go into overload and freeze. And she was developing a lot of, you know, agitation and little signs of anxiety, like little, you know, making little ticks and sound and just little things that, you know, you could see physically that something was upsetting her, but we just couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we had a session. And the next day, and I had shown her how to tap out the choruses, which we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, we'll do that.
And then the next day, she had this test. And I got to tell you, she came home and then she's like, Mommy, 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 it worked. It worked. Well, Bill did it. It worked. You know?
Isn't that amazing? Oh, that's great.
She said, you know what? She said, for the first time, I remembered my answers. She goes, no, before I would try so hard, and the harder I think, there'd be nothing there.
Isn't that wonderful?
You know, so she was ecstatic. She was saying, it worked. You know, I remembered all my answers, and I knew exactly how to do my test. And she was so happy.
And,
so
you know, the real issue there is, I mean, how many kids are like Sophia? You know, I mean, there are a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the and unfortunately, our school systems haven't really caught up with today's new medicine. And so she might be labeled as attention deficit or something, you know, or unfocused in class and sort of thing, and they'll start prescribing drugs, and this is totally horrible. When it's just a fact of there was two parts of the brain that weren't communicating properly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it was that simple. So you tap on her head, you tap on her heart, and it communicates. Your body knows how to fix that stuff, and it just did it automatically. So I didn't do anything. She healed herself basically by doing what what her body told her to do, what it wanted us to connect and do. So that's a really a neat story. That's very, 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 very smooth.
It is. Sure. And it's one you're welcome to use. And, I know Sophie would gladly.
I appreciate that, yeah. So I'm just so happy that she's doing better. That's
well, it's pretty funny because now when she sees someone having difficulty, she says, well, Mommy, don't you think they should go see Bill? She's actually.
Well, I tell you another time, but I have a little young family that actually they wrote a little song, so that was even more scary for me. But anyway, it's cute, kids respond extremely quickly because let's face it, they carry a lot less baggage than we do, and their lives are not as long yet, and so they don't have as much things to really do. So they can be connected really, really quickly, and it works amazingly fast.
Absolutely.
But you talked about the cortices, and this is one of the processes that we have a 1-day course that we teach, and it's called Body Talk Access and Fast Aid, and it's a fairly inexpensive course. But what we do is we teach the reciprocal principles of the body, which are the left side and the right side are mirrors of each other, and so it takes into consideration how we connect the upper body to the lower body, the head to the body, and then the brain to the spine, and there's a specific way we do that. But we also teach a few other processes, and one of them is what I told you about John Valentine and the body chemistry. And this body chemistry works extremely well for things like flu, viruses, and this sort of thing. And the immune system, it actually kicks up and it goes and finds these things, these cells that are not supposed to be there, and kills them. That's what your immune system is supposed to do. But sometimes our immune system goes to sleep for various reasons, and it can't find these things. Okay, but once you actually impose this on the body, this DNA from under your tongue, the immune system says, oh, that's the problem. Okay, then I'll go and get that. And that's exactly how it works. So kids, I'm not saying kids will never get sick again, but if they get a virus or whatever, it'll last 2 days, and that's it. And it won't be very, very, very tough on them. It'll be very simple because it just happens automatically because their immune systems are at a point where they recognize everything. And that's what keeps us alive is our immune system. And you will have no idea how many people they come in, and one of the first things we have to do is reset the immune system. Because the immune system center of it is a little part of the anatomy called the thymus, and it's a gland. It's one of the endocrines, and it sits right above the heart, and it's actually called the heart protector. Now, this gland actually, before we're born, 2 months before we're born, red blood cells in the bones are migrated there, and they're educated as to what our cells look like. So this is what this person is, okay? So if you see anything that's not like that, you go and kill it. But life happens. We take antibiotics by the drumful, and it actually shuts off our immune system. The immune system just shuts right down altogether. Or things revolving around emotional things, like if we shut our heart down to things, if we have emotional issues, and we kind of shut ourselves off to the world, that will shut your immune system down as well. So we have to immediately get that immune system working, and then all of a sudden things start to happen by themselves. So that's one of the most important things that we do in Body Talk is to get the immune system working again. So anyway, back to the cortices. I'm sorry I digressed there, but I thought it was very important to talk about the immune system because that's one of the most important systems in our whole body. It keeps us alive, basically. So the cortices are a form of connecting the five hemispheres of our brain. The brain is basically electromagnetic in nature, and our hands happen to be magnetic in nature. So when we put our hands on our head in the various places that we teach, it actually reconnects all the various parts, the neurons of the brain back together again. And it gives us total focus. When we teach this, I mean, we tell people if you get a headache, if you do this, that you tap your cortices out, the headache will be gone in 5 minutes. And it basically is, because that's static that happens in the brain, and it just gets in our brain, it gets all staticky. And this kind of reconnects everything. So your hands are magnets, your brain is magnetic, bang, it does it automatically. So we also teach other little things as well in that course, some things on the hydration technique, because hydration is another important part of our system. It works in conjunction with the urinary system, the renal system, and the renal system controls the body fluids levels in our body, and it controls the amount of blood we have, if the plasma and the amount of actual blood itself. And it can sometimes get low, and it's because we get dehydrated. And we think we're drinking enough water, But what in fact is happening is that the cells are not actually recognizing that water, and they just go to the bladder, and we just urinate it away. So you'll be urinating 20 times a day, and you think you're doing fine, but in fact your body is actually losing water, losing fluid constantly. So we have a little process that we do to actually fix that as well. Okay, so those are the kind of things we find when we're doing a body talk session as well, and we handle it a little bit differently than the way we would teach you in the Fast Aid class. But it's a very good class for people to take, and it's actually listed on the International Body Talk site. And these classes are held pretty much weekly and all across North America and Europe as well. So something you can actually look at if you want to.
And just because you were touching on the fact that a lot of people come in and you see immune system being depleted and proper hydration being depleted, what else would you say that right now you find that a lot of people are coming for assistance with when it comes to their physical bodies?
Well, the physical symptoms are interesting because people will – I get a lot of people who come in with, you know, I've had back issues for 30 years, you know, and I've done everything. I've gone to chiropractors. I've had physiotherapy. I have done this. I've done that, and I just can't seem to get this fixed. Okay, so I say that's fine. So we'll have to have a look at that. And I don't look at it purposely, but during the session it'll come up at the appropriate time, and I may have to do 40 minutes of other things first of all. But then all of a sudden, it'll say go to the back, go to the spine. And if it's the top of the spine or the lumbar spine or wherever, and a lot of times what happens is that we vertebrae get out of position sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's caused by maybe you fell off your truck when you were 3 years old, and it happened then. Okay, it just didn't manifest until later in life. So what happens is we actually use this part of the osteopathic part of the body talk process is we can actually use a thing called body vivaxis, and it allows us to move the energy of that vertebrae to exactly where the innate wisdom of your body wants it to be, because only it knows where it is, okay? Osteopaths don't know that. Chiropractors don't know where it's supposed to be. Only your body knows where it is. So we use a little process, and it's very definitive, and we actually move the energy of the vertebrae to where it's supposed to be. And then the first law of physics always says that matter will follow energy, and that's exactly what happens. So the vertebrae actually moves to the location where it's supposed to be. Most times, within 2 hours, the backache is gone and never returns again, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. And that's just one little thing, and that takes like 30 seconds basically to fix that.
Mm, and that's from what I understand, that's what happened to you because you were a chronic back pain.
Oh, I had the same thing, and I was taking a class in this particular thing, and the instructor, he said, okay, Bill, I think it's this L4, and bang, 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 and all of a sudden, wow, I don't have a back problem anymore, and I had that problem for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, but I'm so pleased that I'm able to help other people with the same thing, you know. So, this is truly the most wonderful system, and it keeps evolving as well. And that's the beautiful part about it, because it's one of those systems that if you look at the innate wisdom of the body, it really knows what is required. So if you think about people at the Cartesian method, where they look at our bodies, this is, and I'm talking about the Western medicine system and a lot of the naturopathic systems. They look at your body as a bunch of parts, and they treat symptoms. They look for symptoms and they treat those. But the symptoms aren't really the issue. They're just symptoms. They're just little messages from your brain saying, "Hey, we have a problem." So that doesn't really work that well. I'm looking for a little quote here. I'm going to read to you here, which is very. So the top-down causation. This is what we're talking about here. So the theory postulates that the creative energies move from the conception to the manifestation. So they get created in our mind or wherever, and they manifest somewhere in the body. And there are five different levels of this, and these levels are the bliss level, the supramental level, mental, vital, and physical. So Western medicine and most allopathic, they deal with the vital and the physical levels, and so that's the parts that they deal with, where body talk is more at the supramental and mental level, okay, which is where the body heals itself by itself because it knows how to do that. And, of course, bliss is one of those where it's just like it's spontaneous healing, and that's done and who knows how, but it just does because that's what happens, okay? The gurus and people like Jesus Christ and those people, they could do that kind of thing. That's they're at that level that they could actually do that. Where we use this what we call a zoning principle in our body tech to actually get into it to a spot where we use our intuition and intuitive process to find these things, and that is a very, very powerful tool once it's used properly and it's developed to a point where it's supposed to be with body talk practitioners, where they actually are looking for things, and things will come up that they have no idea why they come up, but they know they're you get to trust it, and you just know it's right, okay? Like with Sophie's teeth. I mean, I just knew that wasn't the real issue. The real issue was the part that this brain wasn't working properly, and that's why she got this anxiety stuff, and she wasn't using the food properly. So we knew, and her body told me that basically through an intuitive process. So that's really the key thing to body talk is that, you know, we listen to the real issues of the body and treat that rather than the symptoms. And that's the big difference between body talk and other modalities, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But the consciousness of our bodies, we are a consciousness, and that's the truth. So every one of us is this human being. We are a spark of light in the universe. And that consciousness says, okay, I'm Fred, I'm Judy, I'm Edith, I'm this, I'm that. Okay, and here's what I do. I am this person, and I am, you know, a healer, I'm a doctor, I'm a this, I'm a that. And that consciousness is connected to every other being and thing in the whole universe. I mean, we are not separate. We are connected everywhere to everything. And that's what quantum physics is really all about, and that's what we practice as quantum physics, okay? So every organ, endocrine, and body part in our entire body-mind has got a very specific consciousness of things that it's responsible for in this form that we are living in right now. And that form, that consciousness, can, because of those five things we talked about up front, the belief systems, the thoughts, the biases, the emotions, the stress, will make those things turn off, basically. It'll make your stomach turn off, and all of a sudden you have an upset stomach. So basically there's nothing physically wrong with your stomach, but the consciousness of the stomach, which means I'm having trouble digesting life, you know, I'm having a real trouble with that thing, and it's a mental state basically. I just can't get into this life thing, you know, I can't take anymore. So when we change, when you're ready, then your mind will actually be ready to change that actual condition. So we change we actually tap out the consciousness of the stomach, and the real issue here is it's a case of not being able to digest life. So we tap that out, and what happens is the consciousness of that part actually changes, and then the function changes and the physiology changes at the same time. So that's how powerful this system is. It changes everything immediately, and it doesn't take far years either. It happens like now, done. And it actually starts to change it and rebuild it at that point in time. Because the body knows how to heal itself, so it'll send new cells in to rebuild the whole thing. And that's how it works, if there was a problem there.
And then I'm going to just kind of direct it back to, because we've been talking about the body, but also let's talk a little bit about, you know, about consciousness, and more specifically when we're coming to, you know, emotions. And I know that, for example, you know, once again, back to the example of my family, which is when I had sent my son Julian, who's currently 8, to go and see you, is because he was developing, specifically over the last 2 years, this phobia of, this is funny, but of berries. Mm. We're talking strawberries, blueberries, raspberries.
I know,
and that may sound really funny. But, you know, in our household where we eat a lot of raw foods and we do have a lot of vegetables, and we're pretty much...
It'd be problematic for you then.
Yeah. And pretty much everybody in the family loves berries. It was very problematic. And it was becoming, and I'm not talking about just, oh, I don't want to eat them, Mommy, don't make me eat them. It wasn't that. I've never forced my kids to eat foods they don't want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about if it came in the shopping bag home, he would be, I mean, almost in hysterics.
Yep.
If his older sister Sophie wants to terrorize him, all she had to do was grab a raspberry and chase him around the house, and he'd be screaming.
Oh my!
Like, you know, and you know, just to, I mean, it sounds funny to describe, but
yep. That's a very serious issue.
Yeah.
Sure it is.
You know, the intensity was building up and building up, and it was becoming, you know, you could not have a bowl of strawberries on the table. If there was a container of strawberries in the refrigerator, then he would eat nothing from the refrigerator until everything. I mean, it was.
Yeah, sure.
It was becoming more and more convoluted and making less sense. So when I recommended we look at that, is that, okay, there's a fear here. I can't seem to see it. I can't seem to isolate it or be able to help him, because we tried, you know, talking through. We tried desensitizing him to it. It just didn't work. And not only that, it was growing. It was growing from berries, and then it was tomatoes, and then it was eggplants, and he was sort of starting to eliminate, you know, a lot of foods. Yes, you can call it controlling, but it was just not making family life a lot of fun.
No, for sure.
And I think very quickly within the first session that you saw him, you know, through the testing system that you use, you said that there had been an extreme trauma at birth. Now, that sounds like a cliche thing to say because, hey, we were all born. We all kind of got,
yep,
you know, shot into the world.
Well, I recall that with Julian. Yeah, he had a really severe one, though, definitely.
And he had a severe trauma at birth. Now, the neat thing is that, you know, especially with Bill, I've always told him next to nothing, and just to kind of test the system and see what it does. And what Bill did know is that, you know, first, Julian was premature, one. Two, when he was born, he started vomiting green bile. So within hours of being born, you know, he was whipped from me, and we take him to Sick Kids Hospital here in Toronto, where it was just constant tests. And, you know, I remember one point, they wouldn't let me into the testing room, and, you know, I had just given birth hours before, and I'm standing outside this door, and you're hearing your newborn screaming, and there's nothing you can do because they won't let you at them. You know, and within hours of being born, they're talking about surgery to open up and connect his colon to his intestines, and, you know, and he was tiny. He was like 5 pounds.
Boy.
So it was extreme trauma. You know, they would try to put IVs on him, and they couldn't because his veins would
veins
collapse.
Hadn't developed properly.
No, he was just too tiny.
Yeah.
And so when you did this testing, and you said there was extreme trauma at birth, we were like, of course there was. I mean, you didn't know Julian had gone through this. We did. And, you know, you said about connecting with that, and that was causing two problems. One, he also had extreme anxiety of being forgotten or parting from me or my husband, which, of course, now knowing the story at his birth makes perfect sense, right? But with, you know, with, I think we, within the first session, within the first couple of days of having the session, there was already noticeable improvement, meaning if I happened to be washing or cutting any berries or tomatoes in the kitchen, Julian would talk to me across the other room, and he would come nowhere near the kitchen. And I think within 2 or 3 days of the first session of being with you, I very nonchalantly, on purpose, took a container of tomatoes as he was talking to me in the kitchen, and I placed it beside him on the counter, which is something that could never happen before. And we just kept having a conversation, and he was oblivious. Now, does he eat strawberries, blueberries, raspberries? No. But the point is that, you know, like today, there's been a table, there's been, you know, the children home from school, there's been strawberries in containers, you know, at the table for ready access.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the chopped plate of apples are beside the chopped plate of strawberries, and there's no drama.
No.
And I think
that's a start, at least anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
But some of these things take a little bit longer, you know. But I mean, at least that we get to that point now, because a lot of those things, those active memories are really critical, you know, to that. And that same trauma at his birth caused a lot of other little things that were creating problems for him as well, you know. And so we were able to actually to resolve some of those things, and you'll find him becoming less I know he was sometimes being picked on at school too.
Yes, he was very often the subject.
And that was due to the same type of thing, but it was to do with his lungs actually, and he was very thin skinned, mm-hmm. and so we changed that consciousness, and I'll bet he's much better at that now.
It's not happening as much now.
So those things just change. I mean, once you change the consciousness of something, it changes the function and the physiology of it. So you start to think about it all differently, which is that's the way the system works. And
Absolutely. So we have a lot of questions pouring in. So let's see if we can. Is there anything else you want to say in particular before we move to questions, or do you want to highlight anything else?
I think we've kind of covered the basis of what body talk is. It's a consciousness based system, and you know what we deal with the body as a whole, holistic being, rather than a bunch of parts and this kind of thing. And, you know. And things that cause us pain are really things like emotions and belief systems. And belief systems can be huge. And I'll just stop there for a moment. And belief systems.
Why didn't we look up? Because we haven't yet talked about belief systems.
Okay, belief systems are critical. And belief systems actually start when we're one day old. There's a part in the brain called the thalamus. And this is one of the most important parts of the brain. It's an egg-shaped organ. It's right in the very center of our brain. And for the first 9 months of our life, there are filters that are being built based on what our experiences are within the house and mom and dad and brothers and sisters and grandmothers and grandfathers and what we see, what we hear, this kind of thing. And they become our filters for life, basically, okay, by the time 9 months old. So here's some critical information right now. So that little baby at 9 months old, the filters are set. And all those filters were actually built based on our senses, our sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch, critical to our growth. Now, at that point in time, we start to build our belief systems based on those things, on what we see, what we hear, how we're treated, how we respond to things. And those belief systems, they create our perspective on the world. And as we know, everyone has a different perspective on reality than we do. And that's based on what our beliefs are and what has happened to us over our lifetime. So a lot of these belief systems, they create consciousness issues within the body mind. And when we actually find out what those issues are, we change the consciousness of the part or the brain part or whatever, and it actually changes that particular little belief system and gets rid of it. And it changes your health dramatically. It is probably the largest part of a body talk process. Is with the brain and with consciousness. That is the biggest part of the whole thing, is changing the consciousness of our belief systems.
Absolutely.
It's huge. It's absolutely huge.
Yeah. I mean, as we all know, you know, the beliefs or the different boxes of belief systems is typically how we live our lives. And very often.
Because if you believe you are going to be a failure, guess what?
Exactly.
You're going to be a failure, yeah.
Or very often some of those beliefs, it's the water we swim in. It's what we don't see it as being separate or different.
No, we don't see that.
Exactly, because we've only ever known it or seen it this way.
That's right. That's our perspective.
And therefore, or something happened, you know, as you said, at 9 months, 10 months, 1 year, 2 years, something happened, and from that happening in your life, from that experience, you develop a belief system, and then you live your life.
That stays with you today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not until you can have the awareness of, oh, I have that belief, and then you look at releasing that belief.
And I've been accused a lot of making people cry on the table, and I really don't want to do that. But I mean, a lot of these things are very emotional. Because they hit home when you say, you know, I'm getting this kind of image that you really feel like you were abandoned, and I'm like, honestly, goodness, I mean, it'll just the floodgates open, mm-hmm. and you know, that's the one. And I say, okay, fine, just have your cry, better get rid of it, and it changes the way you think about things, it changes the function of the body. Because that's a huge type of belief system that has been there for 50 years or 60 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's huge.
It's huge.
And it changes the body dramatically.
And I think what I'd like to add, Bill, is that, you know, in living the human experience, how we live the human experience, it's by a collection of beliefs.
Yep.
And you identify it and change that belief, you change your experience.
Certainly.
And for everybody listening, it's we don't even realize how many beliefs we have limiting us, because all that limits us from doing something one way or another is really a belief. And a lot of these beliefs, and it's part of how the human process was designed, who knows why, but they tend to be very negative belief systems.
Usually they are, yes, definitely.
Yeah,
some of them are positive and some of them are negative.
Some of them are, but the majority of them are, you know, very early on we believe that things like, I'm not worth it. Nobody cares.
I can't do this. I'm not smart enough to do this.
I'm not smart enough.
I keep sabotaging myself. All these types of things are just consciousness of the brain, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And when you change that, boy, it changes your whole perspective on life. Because really, with the filters that we have on our senses right now in our brain, everything that we see or hear right now, we only really experience about 10% of it. Because the rest of it is based on what our beliefs are, so we couldn't really experience all of what we see or hear because we'd go crazy because it's just too much information. So those beliefs are there to keep us sane, basically, if you will. Okay, and until we have a point at some point in time to be able to change those things, and sometimes we never get to change them; they just stay that way.
Absolutely.
And that's unfortunate, but that's why systems like Body Talk System. That's why they developed, because you know what? There was a time for it, and it's supposed to be here. It's supposed to be helping people. That's the whole purpose of this. I'm doing Body Talk and Woodreach because I am supposed to be doing this, and that's why I'm doing it. I'm not doing it for anything else other than the fact that I know this is my purpose, and Body Talk is a purposeless system, and it's supposed to be here, and it's going to grow and become – in 30 years, 30 or 40 years from now, doctors, our Western medical doctors and therapists are going to have to know how to do Body Talk, because it is the only system that actually works, and it covers all the body mind, rather than the Cartesian method.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I always say when you're ready for something, the teacher, the way, whatever it needs to happen for you, the book, the connection, the name, whatever it is that you need appears.
That's right.
So,
absolutely.
Not until you're ready for it. Absolutely.
But when you're ready for it, yeah, exactly. Some people are just not ready for things yet, And you'll find that the people, I've noticed something in my practice, and it's that people who have a real fear of their own mortality, fear of death, are very, very in tune to the Western medicine. They love Western medicine. They'll take pills. They'll take bags and bags of pills. But they will stay away from this kind of thing because it opens your eyes and it opens your mind to the reality that death is not a bad thing. It's just a change, So if we have that kind of a fear, you will typically not look for something like this. You'll be very blocked to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the questions we have coming in. There's great questions, but a lot of them are very personal, directed to someone's personal health issues.
Okay.
So let me see how we can handle this. So the first one that came in tonight is actually from Linda here in Toronto.
Okay.
And she says, hello, Antonia. Hello, Bill. I enjoy good health, and I love what I do. She's day trading in the financial markets.
Okay.
But just not making money. Is the body holding on to something negative regarding prosperity? Is her question. She's,
quite possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's interesting because there is a I'm not sure if any of you have heard of it, but there is a thing called a matrix. And basically everything in the universe is a matrix of some type or other. And when we're at work, we actually are part of a matrix, that company, that trading floor. It becomes a matrix for us. And sometimes that matrix can be dysfunctional. And a lot of times what we'll do, we'll be taking the Body Talk to a work situation that may not be conducive to you being successful. However, if we do some changes within the body mind, it actually flips that on, that switch on, so all of a sudden you look at things differently and become successful. It's just that simple almost. So yes, it could be, and it could be a belief system that's holding you back. That maybe you have a belief system that I don't really deserve that. it's okay for me to give, but that, you know, I don't deserve to get things from me. And that's a huge one. And that's, and that is just, it keeps, it, it holds people back. Because a lot of people, they want to give and give and give, but they don't want to receive anything. And that will, and that will translate into that very thing, Linda. So it's something that, we could look at, definitely. But it's there's definitely a reason for it, because obviously you're smart and you're doing what you're doing, so there's no reason why you shouldn't be making money at it. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely, I would find a good body talker and have a look at it for sure.
Thank you. And the next one coming in is from Wilma, and her question is there any input on restoring eyesight? I've tried exercises, but nothing worked. I'm assuming it's an energy block.
Okay, eyesight is very, very interesting as well. The eyes are they're basically lenses. Okay, so the eye itself, if there's nothing really physically wrong with the, like with the eye itself, it's usually a pattern of the cranial nerves, which are part of the optic nerves, and these cranial nerves they actually flow back into the thalamus, which is where all information, all sensory information, goes to the thalamus first, before it goes up to the back of the head, to the occipital part, which is the visual cortex of our brain. And sometimes there's disconnects within the nervous system or within the actual functioning of that thalamus, and particularly in that particular location of the medial geniculate, which looks after vision, or lateral. I think it's the lateral geniculate, actually. It looks after the vision part. And sometimes we can do a link there, and it actually changes things, which is kind of interesting. And sometimes we'll have to do a repair to the sclera of the eye or whatever, or the lens or whatever. And that actually clears up a lot of the problems.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that answers your question, Wilma.
And then Wilma can always contact you, of course.
Oh, absolutely, sure. By all means, yes.
And thank you for that, Bill. The next one question coming in is from Ines in Croatia. And she says, how can I become a body talk practitioner when I live in Croatia?
Okay, well, what you do is you go onto the Body Talk website, and I think it's already up on your screen there, www.bodytalksystem.com, and there will be courses, and it'll be a schedule of courses, and you can apply to take, and you'll we call it our Body Talk Fundamentals course, and that's module 1 and 2, which is basically the really guts of the whole system. And you can take that course at any time, and it's usually a five-day course, I think it is, and it's like, you know, 8 hours a day, 5 days, and they teach this course, and you practice and this sort of thing. And then you, at that point in time, once you learn it, you have to study it and study it, and you have to do, I think it's a minimum of 75 body talk sessions that you don't charge for, and they're on friends and relatives or practice sessions. And I must admit, you can't hurt anybody with body talk as well, and that's another good thing about it. So, if the practitioner doesn't get it right, it just doesn't do anything. Okay, that's what happens. But you cannot actually hurt anybody. So you can do these practice sessions on the people, and then you can apply for certification, which means you have to take that course over again. You don't pay the full price for it, but you have to take it again a second time, and then you write the exams for it, and that's the certification process. So whoever is leading the course, who is actually teaching that course, they will give you the exam. You take that, and it's an hour long. There's a verbal, and I think there's an hour long verbal, and there's an hour long written test you have to take, and then you get certified as you become a certified body talk practitioner.
And just, I mean, I know everybody know that when I looked into it, it is a very in depth system of study. It's not.
It's a very serious system. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you into a multitude of various things. It explains the whole quantum physics thing for you right off the bat, so you have an understanding of that. But it teaches you everything that you're going to find, and there's a protocol. There's actually a protocol chart that you use when you're first doing it, and it takes you through a whole as a procedure and a protocol. This is where intuition comes from, really. And the intuitive process, being able to do that, is the fact that if you have a structure that you've learned and it's rote to you, you just know it. You know it so well that you don't have to look at it. And then your intuition becomes extremely high, because all that stuff just comes to you. You say, okay, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there, I'm going to go there, it's over there, and I'm going to go there. That's it. So once you memorize that whole chart, and that's part of the process, is memorizing that entire chart and the procedure, so you know exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Then you're right to examine, and then your intuition is extremely high. And that's how you build your intuition, by knowing that type of thing and using the muscle testing that goes along with it. But they teach you everything. So welcome to the club. Welcome to the future. If you want to be a body talk practitioner, do it, because it'll be one of the most satisfying things you've ever done in your life.
Thank you for that, Bill. Okay. Absolutely. Now, I'm just handling just two, actually just three quick more questions. And one is from Angela, and she's asked, I'm wondering why I retain excess weight, and how can I release it?
Okay, well, there's a few things with a weight situation. Sometimes it's an imbalance in hormonal output, and sometimes it's imbalances within the – there's a part of the brain called the hypothalamus. And the hypothalamus basically is the part of the brain that's constantly scanning the internal systems and the external environment to keep us alive, okay? But one of the functions it has, it's actually on metabolism. It controls metabolism. Sometimes the metabolism is actually out of whack with what we're eating and this sort of thing, okay? Because some people can eat a perfectly fine diet and still put weight on. So there's obviously a problem there. So what we can actually do is we can actually just adjust that hypothalamus and tone down. Sometimes it's too expansive, so the weight just goes on. So sometimes we can just turn it back a little bit, and it starts to start to lose weight naturally. And that's how you want to lose it, is naturally, not by going on diets that are extreme. Okay, I mean sometimes you have to watch what you're eating, but and in other situations I've had very good success with people that there's actually that same part of the brain, the hypothalamus, is a set point. And it can actually, you can actually reset it. So if your weight is 180, and you really want that weight to be 140, we can just reset that to 140, and then your body mind knows what that weight's supposed to be, and it will make adjustments accordingly. It can take sometimes 6 or 8 months or whatever, but it'll do it. So yes, is there hope, Angela? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
As well, as long as you're prepared, and there could be other things as well. I mean, sometimes we have issues with our body image, you know, and that can play an effect on our weight.
Mm-hmm.
And these go back to those belief systems from our childhood, and they can have a real negative effect on our body weight and under just our appearance. So there's a lot of things, but that definitely can help you. Absolutely, we can. Sure.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
And then one more question from Ed and Dale. It says, any advice for those needing antidepressant drugs?
Sure. A lot of times antidepressant drugs are, they just kind of dope people up, dope mind and that kind of thing. And a lot of times it's situations within the brain, and it's caused by chemical imbalances in the brain, a lot of it has to do with. And just an adjustment of the way the brain functions. A lot of times, some of the most readily available links and the most used are links within the brain. And these are sometimes parts of the brain don't communicate properly. And there's a shift in consciousness in the brain. And so the limbic brain, the emotional brain, doesn't talk to the neocortical brain or the prefrontal cortex, which are the ones that actually locate the sensory information and the real pure intellect in the prefrontal cortex. So they're not talking to each other. So you get depressed, or you get anxious, or you get this, or you get that, and it causes a lack of distribution of sometimes serotonin
mm-hmm.
in the brain, and that can cause depression and sort of thing. So yeah, we definitely work a lot with that type of thing with disorders like that. You know, sometimes it's anxiety. On the other extreme, where people can't go outside. They shut themselves off from life basically,
mm-hmm.
and they just don't want to. They don't want to see anybody. They don't want to take part in anything. And they just become very, very internalized. And we've had great success with that particular thing. Some of my biggest supporters, proponents of Body Talk, are people who have got help with that, with anxiety and panic. And a lot of times the people, you're given antidepressants for that very reason, actually. It's not sometimes a case of being depressed. It's a case of they give you those kind of drugs for people who have anxiety attacks and panic attacks.
Yep.
Yep.
So one more question, Bill.
Okay.
And it comes in saying, how about using, can Body Talk be used to assess to assist with clarity and life direction and making decisions in life?
Sure can, because it gives you a it actually when you have body talk sessions, a few sessions, it actually changes your perspective on things as well, and you begin to grow, because that's what it really does. It actually changes you, and it changes the way you think about things, and it changes your perspective. And a lot of times, our perspectives on life are what the problem is. And so when you have these kinds of sessions, like body talk sessions, it actually changes the way you think about things. Sometimes we stop taking things so seriously. We stop trying to control everything, because we can't control anything anyway. The big stuff you can't control regardless of that. And you can't change anything. So those kinds of things really are debilitating, and they hold us back from living the kind of life that we want to live. And so that's the type of thing that body talk really works extremely well at.
It's those
life sciences things, basically. Yeah.
Then we'll do the last question for tonight, also from Angela. And she says, my partner has an infection in his legs from having surgery. He broke both of his legs in an accident.
Gracious.
And body talk helped to remove the infection and ease the pain and swelling in his legs.
Definitely. Definitely can. Sure. I mean, his if he's getting infection in his legs, then his immune system's not working properly, probably. Because the immune system will take care of that immediately.
Yeah.
Yep, definitely.
Because the body is designed to heal. That's
oh, absolutely, sure. And that's the whole premise. The body knows how to heal itself. It won't let it stay like that.
And I think, unfortunately, modern science has helped leaps and bounds in many things.
Oh, absolutely, it does. No, and I would be the last person to say don't see your family doctor, because I mean sometimes you need a pill. All right, just sometimes you do. And Western medicine. Listen, if I have a broken leg, I don't want some guy tapping on my head. I want to see a doctor who's going to set the leg properly. You know, so yeah, there's a place for everything. Yes,
absolutely, there absolutely is. And you know, the body is designed to heal, the mind is designed to heal,
yep.
Emotions are designed to heal, and the soul is on a journey of healing.
Yeah, and your spirit. Sometimes our spirit gets to the point where it gets to be, you know, spent, if you will. And sometimes we have to do a little thing with the spirit,
mm-hmm.
and that's all part of this little body talk journey as well. So,
Well, Bill, as I warned you, the hour would fly by, and you wouldn't.
My
even
goodness,
know.
It is too. Well, I want to thank you, Antonia, for asking me to attend tonight. This has been very, very nice, and I appreciate that. And I hope I've given everybody a little bit of at least a little taste of what body talk really is, and what some of the power and the healing ability of this beautiful system are. Please visit our Body Talk website. There's a lot more information and resources that you can draw from. And if you want to have a chat, you can send me an email, and I'd be glad to respond with you, correspond with you like that. And if we want to set up a session, we can do that as well. I also do distance sessions, and this is part of the quantum physics part of body talk, that the way that when I said we're all connected to each other, every cell of me is connected to every cell of you, and every neuron and every electron. Body talk sessions from a distance are extremely effective. I do work on a. I have a friend who's living in Korea, and I do regular sessions on him, and it works beautifully. And if we weren't connected, there's no way that would work. So we know that we are all connected. So I feel a shift when he shifts, when I tap him out from a distance. I can feel him shift, and I know that's when I've tapped out enough. So those things can be done sometimes from a distance if it's impossible for you to get to a site. So that's just another little avenue that we can take to, because sometimes people cannot get out or whatever, and so we have that option available to us as well.
Absolutely. Or it's too far, or it's a...
Yeah, sure, exactly, yes.
Or it's a very young child, and there's all kinds of conditions where time.
And it's exactly. So that's what we can do that as well at the same time. So.
Exactly. And as I always tell everybody, you know, energy is energy.
Well, it is, sure. And it's your energy that's being harnessed here. The energy of your innate wisdom healing you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just for this point out, for those of you listening on the replay or tonight, that over to the left-hand side of the replay panel, you'll see that there's a more body talk info. If you click on that, that will bring you directly into the international body talk global site, where you can get information on the body talk system. There's some free videos up there. Bill talked briefly about doing the cortices. There's a video that freely shows you how you can do this and use that for yourself.
And that's John Belton, the founder, that actually shows that, yes.
Yes, exactly. And also posted directly on the replay page is Bill's number at the office here up in Woodbridge, along with his email if you have questions or you'd like to have inquiries about yourself or booking a session with Bill. So once again, Bill, thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure being with you.
Thank you, it's been a joy.
I know we can have many more conversations about different
things. I'm sure we will. Yes.
And for all of our listeners, thank you for being here tonight. Once again, it's been an honor and a privilege to be with you, and thank you for participating and co-creating this whole event with us. Once again, my name is Antonia Hoggins from MasterpieceLife.com. Tonight, our guest has been Bill Wallace, practitioner of Body Talk, and it's been our pleasure to be together. So for myself, Bill, I thank you, and I thank all of our listeners, and I wish everybody here tonight namaste, and I send you all great love and peace. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.